The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Well, let's see. How insightful can I be? Oh, yeah, here's one for you. Good morning, fellow Goyim. Oh, you're probably going, what did you say? No, I'm just messing with you. Now, we're going to have Allison Weir on the show today. She's already been in touch with the show. Matter of fact, she's written a book I have in my hot little hand right here. Thank you, Phil, from Florida. I don't know why, man. They charge so damn much to mail these things out overnight. And I will tell you, I have read all 93 pages plus some of the end notes and looked through the index to see what's what. Did not quite get through. I mean, I had 24 hours with a book. Come on. I can't get through 300 and some odd pages of reading that fast. I got other things on my plate I have to deal with and prep for the show. But I did read the first 93 pages. That's pretty much the sum and substance of the book. She's got other stuff out. She has a website called If Americans Only Knew, right? No, If Americans Knew, rather, .org. IfAmericansKnew.org. She has another website, CouncilForTheNationalInterest.org. She has exposed the Zionist mentality. That's what this is. Against our better judgment, the hidden history of how the U.S. was used to create Israel. Israel was not a state, as you know, until May of 1948. And, oh boy, what's going on now? We'll see. Maybe when we're done, I'll get some more clarity because I still have a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions about people I've recently interviewed that said one thing when now I'm reading another based on research. So we'll talk about this and let people call up and comment about this. And for those of you that don't know what Goyim is, it's the Jewish word for cattle, which is how they treat us. Especially when we walk into the bank trying to get a mortgage loan. Oh, yeah, we'll be talking about the Rothschilds and the Warburgs. And yeah. Who's the guy that runs Wells Fargo or was running Wells Fargo? Yeah, another guy. Yeah. They all got names that end in Berg or Stein or whatever, or Farb. That should be a dead giveaway. Now, the question is, though, which sect do they belong to? Jews? Or Zionists? There is a difference. So we'll get into that when Allison Weir joins us. In the meantime, we want to let you know that all North American Urban Spice products are at the Power Mall and they will be drop shipped. We don't have them all on there now. If you see something or know of something that you'd like to order that you heard us discuss on Tuesday's show, and you don't see it on the website, well, just let us know. You can call us 877-817-9829 right now. If you spend $300, you get $20 off your order. This would be the time to stock up. This is for North American Urban Spice and Strauss Naturals. So if you order the essential Strauss stuff that you need, some of you for preventative maintenance, and the North American Urban Spice goodies, okay, you should be able to get it up there to where you can get that $20 discount. We do still have that Vitamir toothpaste thing going on, but you need to if you want that free tube. You got to call in 877-817-9829, and then when you donate $25 or more to the show, we'll send you the toothpaste. That deal is still going on. If you're a first-time orderer, you can use the code FIRST, the number 10 at checkout. That means we set up a new account for you. But if you don't tell us first 10, well, we don't know. So if you want that 10% discount, use the code FIRST10 if you are a new customer. It's our first time customer discount for you. And of course, donations are appreciated, as is investing in our partners. We have a new one, Richardson Nutritional Center, RNC, where we sell apricot seeds. That's available now. He was just on with us Tuesday. And of course, we have the other partners tab, which has all the other goodies on it. If you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the partners tab, call and let us know. We appreciate that. Daniel Greenfield also will be joining us later in the show. That's tentative. Domestic enemies, the founding fathers fight against the left. Well, that's interesting. We'll get into that. He, like Allison Weir, is an investigative journalist and tries to document the truth. That's what this is all about, all right? So, truth bombs today. World news. Oh, by the way, we just found out Ohio makers adjourned without getting Biden on the ballot. That's a general election ballot. No, in November. He's not on the ballot. So Democrats are going to have to do something.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my head.
That trick never works. Well, it will with the lawmakers in Ohio, probably. They'll figure out a way to get him in there. You watch. I don't care what the Epic Times reports this morning. Even if they say Ohio lawmakers adjourned without giving Biden a nod on the general election ballot, doesn't mean anything. You know how shifty they can get. AstraZeneca, you know who they are. They're withdrawing their COVID-19 jab globally off the market. This is a British-Swedish pharmaceutical giant, AstraZeneca. Worldwide, they're pulling it. Why? Because they just admitted it's a clot shot. People are getting clots, blood clots. And why is that? Well, because they, in collaboration with Oxford University and produced for various companies by Serum Institute of India. Oh, my gosh, by golly. It relied on a modified version of SV40. Was sold under various brand names. Within a year of approval, the vaccine had been injected over 2.5 billion times worldwide. Clot shot. See, and of course, they're claiming we're incredibly proud of the role that one of our name brands played in ending the global pandemic. According to independent estimates, over 6.5 million lives were saved in the first year of use alone, and over 3 billion doses were supplied globally. Well, I got a question for you, AstraZeneca. How can you be proud of murder en masse? How can you be proud of yourself? Vaccine-induced immune thrombotic thrombocytopenia. How's that work? Generated antibodies activate platelets and lead to blood clots. How's that work? Researchers indicate the odds of the vaccine harming recipients is 1 in 100,000. Oh, I think it's higher than that. These people are feeding you a proverbial line of caca. And this is the UK. Boy, this is their big one, man. The shot was approved for use and approved by the World Health Organization. And now they want a pandemic treaty? Technocrats think, this is nothing but a Trojan horse. That's all it is. You peel the layers off like an onion. You see the hand of global elitists vying for total control over every single thing on Earth. From biologics to inorganic material to all the systems in between. The U.S. should dropkick the UN out. And the WHO into the Atlantic Ocean, tell them to never come back. Not that easy. Far in advance of the treaty, the feds have already implemented One Health as an all-of-government initiative. In other words, infrastructure for total control is already in place. The WHO treaty will bring the rest of the world into compliance. Well, see, one of the biggest problems the pandemic cartel now faces is that because of the audacity of their vaccine lies, much of the population no longer trusts them. Because of this and their unwillingness to admit their mistakes and reform their actions, like AstraZeneca just did, the only remaining option available to them is to outlaw dissenting voices. See, that's where we got to start fighting back. This from Patrick Wood from Technocracy News. He just forwarded that over. There's been some real heavy commentary going on behind the scenes here, folks. Chinese communist regime, by the way, has drafted a law that would require military training for children all the way down to elementary school level. If the legislation is approved, it could go into effect this year. Nikkei Asia noted this week some Chinese high schools and universities already require students to participate in basic military drills, some of which involve tanks, armored personnel carriers, hand grenades, and rocket launchers. Also, China's conscription laws were amended May of last year to make all university students eligible for the draft. Defense education. This is what the schools are going to have to start teaching. How to defend yourself. Here, hold this grenade. Yeah, do like they did when I was in the Army. Pull, pin, put it behind your head, throw! Throw, 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 throw. Late throw. Here. Boom, 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 boom. Boom. Yeah, one guy in basic decided he didn't want to let go of the grenade. And they kept banging his hand over the wall, banging his hand over the wall. He finally let loose of it. Of course, they didn't know when he let loose of it. And when it went off, part of his hand went with it. So, oh well. Stupid is as stupid does, man. You're going to hand somebody something like that. They better know how to use it. But that's the way it is. You know, you got to teach them. Teach them how to shoot. Oh, boy. Yeah, this is what China is doing now. I see here, RAND Corporation senior fellow Timothy Heath said the revised military education policies are nothing less than an effort by the CCP to legislate loyalty during a softening economy, worsening real estate market, and persistent corruption and malfeasance. Okay. Speaking of which, the Pentagon administration has delayed the delivery of some of the munitions to Israel as it reviews their use against civilians in Rafah, southern Gaza. And this, of course, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said this, and who jumped into the fray? Well, your Zionist sympathizer, Lindsey Graham, of course. I mean, how do you do this? Seriously. Graham says, and I quote, now, yeah, after Alison Weir comes on the show, you decide if Graham is working with the Zionists or not. He's comparing Israel's use of large bombs in populated areas to the U.S.'s use of nuclear weapons against the Japanese in World War II, saying that both were justified. This is obscene. It's absurd. Give Israel what they need to fight the war they can't afford to lose. This is Hiroshima and Nagasaki on steroids. You see how that works? Yeah. So, Graham, why the voters of South Carolina haven't told you to take a hike? You know, see, if people really found out who he was really working for and taking his marching orders from, where he was getting his donations from, and trace that back, Lindsey Graham might have another seat in the Senate. They might just oust him. But see, you know how that works. Yeah, the wheels of justice grind slowly, and so does everything else. It took them, you know, over a century and a half to get this thing in motion. So, see, you know who the globalists, the warmongers are? If they come right out, you shall know them by their fruits. As a matter of fact, the globalist narrative has collapsed. The study, according to UK researchers, the Center for Policy Studies, co-authored by former immigration minister Robert Jenrick, finds record levels of immigration imposed by the country, by the so-called Conservative Party, despite the promising the public to reduce the influx of foreigners following Brexit, has not been correlated with an increase to economic growth per capita. In other words, all these people coming into the country are not driving economic growth. Well, if that's the case, what do you think they're doing to this country? Come on, Boris Johnson, you know, bad hair man, all this stuff, post-Brexit immigration reforms, promise to focus on highly selective, skills-based immigration. You know, it's no wonder he's not the prime minister any longer. The guy's a douche. Seriously, we got a problem with him. And he's still sticking his nose into their business, as a matter of fact. I mean, it's killed the housing market. They don't have a place to live. Or they're fighting the locals. The average Briton is suffering the costs. See, they're taxing, they come in here, they get free health care, right? They're taxing that too, the National Health Service. Yeah, there's some things going on. You wait here in America. What's it taking now? Several months? I mean, you know, we had Wayne Elliott on the show. He said that it was taking up to 18 months to go see a doctor. Well, he could be dead by then. Oh, maybe that's the idea. Topple that off with the fact you've got all these doctors that are looking at the situation going, wow, I could be held liable. I said the jab was safe and effective. Oh, my God, what happens when these people start having problems and they look looking for me? What am I supposed to do? I'm already paying through the nose for malpractice insurance. I got to get out of here. The baby boomers will be lucky to be able to not only afford, but to find a doctor that will treat them. Why? Because we live in a litigious society and everybody thinks they have a right to sue anybody they want for anything they want. Doesn't matter. You know, it's like Stormy Daniels sues Donald Trump for defamation, loses, is assessed $600,000 fees in attorney's fees, right? She won't pay. What does that say about her credibility? She's on a witness stand, by the way, again today. And of course, now the defense is going to try to undermine the credibility of her salacious testimony yesterday and the money she was paid to keep quiet. You see, the jury heard it. That's all that matters, what the jury heard. I mean, you want to do name calling? You want to call her what she is? I know that very religious right are going to call her a whore. I know it. You know it. Hey, you know, she submitted. She wants to play Cleopatra in some X-rated porn movie, whatever. I mean, this is it. And now they've got her on the stand. Really, this is going to backfire on the prosecution, folks. And she even said, I hate Trump. Well, wait a minute. You owe him a bunch of money. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to pay. Oh, well, what does that say about your credibility? Well, I don't have to. Oh, well, you didn't have to come here and testify today, did you? So what else did you do? I mean, they're asking her all about her career. Huh. Oh, wow. This thing is going sideways in a big hurry. I wonder if, what's-his-face, the judge, Merchan, is going to actually intervene in this and tell the defense to knock it off like he did with the prosecution in the sidebar. How's that going to work? All right, so let's focus on what happened in Congress yesterday. Marjorie Taylor Greene did exactly what she said she was going to do. Filed a privileged motion to vacate the chair, forcing the House to vote within two legislative days to eject Speaker Mike Johnson from the podium. She warned Johnson 2 months to end this coalition nonsense with the Democrats. Well, all the Democrats, you know, she got Thomas Massie and others joining in on this thing. But the Democrats, Johnson continued to state he was hearing the duo out and considering their proposals, but it wasn't a negotiation. So what happened? The Democrats said, we like what Mike Johnson's doing here. 163 Democrats chose to continue Mike Johnson's coalition government. Well, what happened? Co-Speaker Hakeem Jeffries, the essential from New York, Democrat, voted to table a motion from Green to strip Johnson. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise then offered a measure to table Ms. Green's motion to vacate. You see, they're all in on it. Scalise is from Louisiana, so is Johnson. Come on, they're buddies. I wonder what the Zionists have on them. How many of them do you think work for the Zionist regime? I mean, the banks, we already know where they're coming from, right? The Democrats join the Republicans. Are you ready for this? To shelve Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate, 359-43. 11 Republicans move to forward the ouster attempt. So Johnson's still there. But who voted against him besides Marjorie Taylor Greene? Andy Biggs, Eric Burleson, Eli Crane, Warren Davidson, Paul Gosar, Thomas Massie, Alex Mooney, Barry Moore, Chip Roy, Victoria Spartz. Yeah. They voted against tabling the motion to vacate. Robert Kennedy Jr., meanwhile, challenges Trump to debate at the Libertarian National Convention. Gee, I wonder how that's going to go. Kennedy's going to speak on May 24th, while President Trump is slated to make his address on May 25. In an open letter on X, Kennedy referenced a poll released last week by Zogby Strategies that shows that he would defeat the former president 270 to 268 in Electoral College votes in a head-to-head matchup. Of course, polls, remember this, they say whatever the swamp wants them to say, we the people decide. Oh, I know, y'all want to stay home. I know, your vote doesn't do any good. Oh, darn. What am I thinking? Yeah. Look, if you got the opportunity and you don't cast it, I don't want you calling the show anymore. If you didn't cast your vote, if you are a member of the voting populace and you didn't go, don't call here anymore. It's just wrong, folks. We the people decide who gets the say, not them, not the swamp. Got to be better than them. You know, they gave you the right to do it. Now, kick the can down the road. The House has approved a one-week extension for FAA reauthorization as tomorrow's deadline looms. So they convened, considered a seven-day extension to the reauthorization bill as the Senate races against the clock to pass its version before tomorrow. The new deadline for reauthorizing is May 17th. Yeah. Now, here's something else we want to do. The bill is also addressing the hiring shortages and the risk assessment with air traffic control, but left out an early proposal to raise the commercial pilot retirement age to 67 from 65. Oh, so that means that they're going to lower the bar for both pilots and air traffic controllers. How many near misses have we had so far? Huh. Near runway collisions. Well, you just about count them on the number of hands. You know, we're running out of pilots like we're running out of doctors. I'm telling you, it may not be safe to fly anymore, folks. All those little rewards cards you got, you may want to cancel them. I mean, seriously, if we start having plane crashes, it doesn't matter what the NTSB says. Yeah, we know they're lowering the bar. They can't find enough people. Well, let's put minorities in here that have a high school diploma. Let's put them behind the cockpit. That sounds like fun. These people are idiots that run Washington, D.C. You should know that. Anything government touches goes to hell in a handbasket. You should know that. Ohio AG Dave Yost, here's something funny. Says pro-Hamas protesters could be prosecuted under a KKK law. Oh, man, this gets funnier by the minute. There are federal anti-Ku Klux Klan statutes that prohibit masked demonstrators from protesting on other people's property with the intent of threatening citizens out of exercising their civil rights. There's a 1953 Ohio law that makes it a fourth-degree felony for two or more people to commit any crime together while wearing white caps, masks, or other disguises. Yeah. That's Ohio Revised Code 3761.12. Makes it a felony to commit a crime, even a misdemeanor, such as trespassing with two or more or other people while wearing masks. Yeah. You see that? Now, why haven't they been enforcing that? I mean, now what they're doing is basically saying, look, the First Amendment is a shield against the government, not a sword against fellow students. Students should protest within the bounds of the law, not commit crimes. In the second place, they should own their advocacy and avoid wearing masks. Yost urged educators to make students aware of the law and the penalties. You never know. Could be coming. Lincoln Riley. Remember that? Say your name. Lincoln Riley. Yeah. Remember that? Well, her accused killer has been indicted on multiple charges by a grand jury in Athens, Georgia. This 26-year-old illegal alien, Jose Antonio Ibarra of Venezuela. Felony murder. Aggravated battery, aggravated assault with intent to rape, kidnapping with bodily injury, obstructing a person making a 911 phone call, and tampering with evidence. Yeah. Her body was found the same day she went missing in a wooded area on the UGA campus. That's University of Georgia, right? Athens. And of course, they let him loose into the country even after they knew he was having previous issues. Criminal history. He had one. He was arrested in 2023 in a manner that could, you know, acting in a manner that could injure a child. He wasn't prosecuted. Arrest was expunged. 2 months later, in November of last year, he applied for an employment authorization document with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. His work permit application was approved in December. Less than 3 months after securing a work permit, he was charged with Riley's murder. He's in the Clark County Jail without bail. Will be arraigned in a later date. This blame lies solely with the Biden administration, folks. That's who is responsible for Lake and Riley's murder. They let him in here. He did it. Social Security will go bankrupt in 2035, 1 year later than prior projections. Well, welcome to the big Ponzi scheme, folks. Basically, what they're saying is, look, even if Congress does anything, you're going to get about 85% of what you're getting now. 83%, sorry. 2% off. Like it matters. I mean, good luck, baby boomers. You know, if you live that long. Wow. I mean, you know, what are we going to be in our 80s? Yeah. And all of a sudden, now that benefit's not there anymore because Congress squandered it all. We know that. Hedge fund guy, Sung-Kook Bill Hwang. Yeah, that's his name. He arrived in court in Manhattan yesterday for this pump and brag scheme. Got nothing to do with Crazy Eddie's Panama pump, but it's close. He's been charged with criminal racketeering over the collapse of Arch Ego's Capital Management, facing charges that he and a deputy broke the law in a stock scheme that unraveled just days in 2021. This is better than FTX. But here's the problem. In order to have a jury of your peers, they have to have all these jurors meet in front of the judge and in front of, you know, everybody that's involved. And they actually have to determine whether these people understand how securities are traded, how the stock market operates. Yeah. I mean, a juror of your peers has to know what you know, or at least have some semblance of whether or not you broke the law. Otherwise, this case is going away. So that's why they're taking the time. You know, Hwang and his buddy, Chief Financial Officer Patrick Halligan, then lied about their holdings. That led to some banks because the market went south, you know, in 2021 in March. It stemmed from Hwang's use of financial contracts, known as total return swaps, to take outsized stakes in his favorite holdings without actually owning the stock. And, of course, he couldn't make those margin calls. And, of course, now the whole thing collapsed. And big losses for Archegos and its lenders, Credit Suisse, UBS, Nomura Holdings. Nomura Holdings? Wait a minute. They're a RMBS residential. Yeah, those guys, yeah, that like to loan money for residential mortgages. Yeah. How ultra-processed foods can shorten your life. Got an article on that, as well as colon cancer rising sharply among children and teens. Again, you probably want to invest for that and your pets, even Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic 4-ounce at the Power Mall. Have a news release on that as well. Oh, by the way, Neuralink's first human brain implant has experienced, Houston, we have a problem. Yep, some of the threads aren't functioning. Yeah, while that's going on, DOJ prosecutors are investigating Elon Musk Tesla over misleading self-driving claims. And Microsoft, by the way, wants to build a $3.3 billion AI data center in Wisconsin, in Racine. And gee, I wonder what they're going to use it for. Surveillance state? Maybe. Okay. Allison Weir joins us after the break. You want to be here for that. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour here where we are on this Thursday, and I have a book in my hand called Against Her Better Judgment. I got it in the mail from Phil in Florida. Yeah, this is it right here. And I managed to. I had to get up at 4 this morning to start reading the rest of it. I got through the 93 pages. I started reading the end notes. I got into some of the end notes when I saw something that jumped off the page at me, and I wanted to know where Allison Weir, who joins us on the show, she has a website, ifamericansknew.org. If Americans knew. See, Americans are very uninformed about a lot of things, and I really believe it's by design. They don't want you to know this because they think they're smarter than you, and all they got to do is emit propaganda and influence the masses the way they want them to go. And that's why they have the word goyim, which I made reference to earlier, which means cattle. And that's how we feel like we're being treated sometimes. I mean, I don't think there's anything illogical about that. I have a lot of friends that are Jewish. It doesn't mean they're all anti-something. It doesn't mean they're Zionist. That's what Allison Weir talks about a lot, is how this whole thing started and how the U.S. got yanked into the middle of it. Good morning, Allison Weir. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know, I was amazed just getting through this thing and how much history I did not know.
I think that's true of so many things, but especially this one. I was shocked when I started, I guess it was about 24 years ago.
Yeah.
Started looking into it and read, as you see, that bibliography, you know, 200 books or something. I just underlined and underlined and underlined. There was so much I had not known.
Well, I mean, if you go into the end notes on this thing, I mean, it's pages and pages and pages of references of books that people who were actually living during that time wrote, and you quoted them. And that's what's in these end notes, folks. I mean, there are people in here that have literally, they've looked at this stuff. I had a hard time. I'm like, wait a minute. Louis Brandeis and Felix Frankfurter were Zionists? I didn't know that. I mean, you never know until somebody actually unzips their fly and exposes what's going on. I really was just blown away by what I read in here. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that a lot of our listeners probably are aware of. Unfortunately, you know, we've had people on the show who hung up early from our conversation. I won't mention names, but when they called to challenge that person and have a conversation about it, and they know who she is, she got mad and started screaming and hung up. Because she didn't want to listen to it. Said it was all lies. And I'm like, okay, whatever. This really, I got to really start thinking hard and long about it, the kind of people we have on the show, whether they're telling us the truth or not.
That's a good question. I think it's important to always look into, you know, somebody's motivation and background and check their information, you know, confirm it. I think that's essential on so many issues, but especially on this one.
Oh, yeah. So tell us, I mean, I was reading about Theodore Herzl. He's a European journalist. I had zero idea about how he started all this. I guess the first thing I want to ask is, you know, because if AmericansKnew.org is out there, what kind of support are you getting for this book and everything? I mean, how many people are contacting you going, wow, I now see things I never saw before. Holy smokes, you've really opened my eyes. So what kind of response are you getting?
Thank you. We're getting a great response. I mean, many people, even people that have been long experts about what happened in the region of the Middle East, were shocked at what they learned in this. Diplomats, you know, a lot of people. We've sold, I think it's probably now close to 60,000 copies. And this is independently published. You know, it's not pushed by one of the publishing houses. And I've never been on, you know, CNN or NPR, let's put it that way. So, and yet I'm getting a very strong response. People, you know, didn't know this information, like the fact that I've, you know, shown where all of my information comes from, which as a journalist, that's what I want to know. You know, all these books I read, what I would do is, like you, I would go to the footnote and say, well, where's that from? You know, is that actually accurate? Because the main point, you know, journalists and authors, I'm a small town journalist and now an author, we should want to make sure that we have the information right. That's the main thing. We'll make mistakes, especially breaking news. That's understandable. But we should make every effort to make sure that what we're telling people is accurate. We've confirmed it the best we're able to. And we're just giving people the real information. That's my goal. And I feel in this book I've done that.
Yes, I believe you have. Now, the thing is, this we've had guests on the show recently that basically when I ask them about this Elders of Zion, these protocols that are out there, those things are, they're false. They're just nothing but, you know, that's not what the, you know, this is all just a misprint. What Bill Cooper wrote in Behold a Pale Horse, all that stuff is just garbage. What's your take on the Elders, the Protocols of Zion? Is it true? Is it false? I mean, read it?
I have read part of it. Somebody sent it to me a number of years ago. And so I read maybe 2/3 of it after a while. It just didn't seem to be worth my time.
Okay.
I don't think it was written by the Elders of Zion. I don't know. There are a number of speculation about who actually wrote it. In some ways, maybe it was a cautionary tale, but it's certainly not a book I would take seriously. I don't cite it, of course, in my book.
No, I saw that because I was looking. I went, gee, I wonder. And see, the thing is, you pointed out Jacob Javits. You mentioned him in the book. And I'm like, Zionist. I mean, I immediately spotted it because you remember, and I talk about him in the show a lot, Harold Wallace Rosenthal. Does that name ring a bell?
It does not, actually.
That was Jacob Javits, administrative assistant, that was shot to death on an ill-out flight because he opened his mouth and said something to journalist Walter White in an interview saying, we've got you, and he's talking about this faction that you wrote about in your book here, we've got you so conditioned you're more worried about your toil and your next meal, among other things. This is what he said. He went public with it and exposed all of what they were doing, and of course, the elitist powers that be that you talk about in the book here apparently didn't like it. And he was one of four people that was summarily executed on that flight and his body dumped on the tarmac out of the plane. But you got to ask yourself, why him? I think he was targeted.
Yeah.
But again, it's another one of these tinfoil hat things that a lot of people are wrestling with. But I have brought Rosenthal's name up a lot because we look at what the Zionists have done in America. I mean, this is the thing is that this was Palestine. I mean, I'm looking at all your maps. I've been on your website. I've got all these materials that are showing me how Palestine has just been literally shrunk into nothing. The next question I asked a guest last week was, do you think the October 7th surprise was a false flag attack, that this was done intentionally or allowed to happen intentionally so it would give Israel another reason to retaliate, or the Zionist occupational army to retaliate and go after all these people and start mass killings? What's your take?
Well, a lot of intelligent analysts do speculate that Netanyahu and his administration intentionally permitted it to go forward. I don't know if I think that's plausible. I don't state that because I feel I have the evidence. The thing that is known is that they had information about it ahead of time. It's documented very clearly that they had information ahead of it. There were meetings ahead of it. Hamas was putting their training exercises online. This wasn't exactly secret. So either it was an amazing error by the Israeli government and the Israeli military, either it was an amazing, profoundly important error, or they did it intentionally. It's one of those two.
Okay, well, fair enough. I'm just kind of looking at this thing with the history of what happened. And I mean, you're not a Holocaust denier by any means. I want to make that clear. I've not read anything in here that was anti-Semitic. You know, we're talking specifically about Zionism versus Judaism and what's real and what's, you know, made up propaganda. The reality is, as you indicated before we went on the air, Allison Weir, is that there are people out there that are still of the Jewish faith that don't like what's going on here with this. Could you explain that? That's extrapolate right. It again for me?
That's right. There are many, many Jewish Americans and Jewish Israelis who have just recently learned the truth about this. Some who've known about it many, many years and have spoken out about it for decades, that are very critical of the Israeli policies, very knowledgeable about what went on, that speak out. Often you see demonstrators saying, "I'm Jewish. I don't support this. This is not Judaism. This is not what I was brought up. These are not the principles I believe in." So that's been a major component. Now, in Israel, it's a small component, to be honest, but there have been soldiers that have spoken out, both rank and file and high-level soldiers have spoken out against the governmental policies. There have been journalists that catalog it. Every week, I've interviewed some of them in person when I was in the West, when I was in Israel and the West Bank and Gaza. So it's very important for people to realize that. But there has been a real effort, and this is one of the things I discovered when I was researching my book. There was a real effort right from the beginning to make it appear that Judaism and Zionism were one and the same thing, that being a good Jew meant that you supported Zionism. There was a great effort to promote that, even though most Americans were not Zionists. They said, we live here, we're in America, we like it here, we have no interest in going to a place in the Middle East that we don't have any cultural, connection to. So, but that fooling, there has been a great and unfortunately often very successful effort to make people think that all Jews support Israel, all Jews support Zionism, and that's just never been true.
I'm glad because, Allison, people need to, they need to differentiate because now you're going to have a bunch of people that go out here, take all this the wrong way, and now they're a Jew hater. And now they're making comments they shouldn't be making. I mean, there's stuff that they, it's just the comments just come out of everywhere. I mean, this is what happens. I mean, look what's going on here. We were just talking about the protesters and you were trying to make sense of what's going on college campuses right now. What are they actually protesting about?
They're actually protesting genocide. You wouldn't know that to watch most of the news reports. I watched Fox the other day, and I noticed every time they said protest or demonstrator, they said the anti-Semitic protest, the anti-Semitic demonstrations. As a journalist, I know what was going on. This was management saying that's what you have to say every time, and the host, obediently as you must when you want to keep your job, repeated that. But it's just not true. Many of the protesters are Jewish. That's often been... some are Israelis, some are Holocaust deniers that we put a video of showing some of their statements about this that are, again, we're saying this is wrong, this is the violent, those of us that have been following the last, I guess it's now 7 months, and before that, I've been following this every day for probably 24 years now. Mm. It's excruciating. It's been excruciating all this time, but especially the last 7 months, as more and more, you can go online. Again, Americans that go online and research this for themselves know what I know. But many people, of course, just watch the television news and that are being good citizens to, they feel to keep up with the news. But they're often getting very filtered information, very incomplete information. When you know what's going on, we've been seeing pictures of children, orphaned children, many, many of them, many parents who've lost children. I think what's the latest number is something like 14,000 children have been killed, I think. About 35,000 people of all ages have been killed. This is a population of, about 2 million people. But this is a huge number. There's been famine. There are some children in Gaza recently have died of malnutrition. I talked to a woman who's Christian from Gaza. She was, her family was, attended one of the oldest churches in the world that's in Gaza that was shelled by Israel. At least, two Christians were killed by snipers in that church, by Israeli snipers. And she was telling me about what it was like. She's now living in the United States. Her uncle, I believe it was, had just You know, this was a well-to-do, educated man who died of malnutrition and dehydration because of the lack of water and food and medical care that's now the situation for most Gazans. This is, you know, if you follow it, these demonstrations and encampments are extreme. You know, they turn a lot of people off. Sometimes that's a real mistake as a tactic. But when you actually know what's going on, it seems appropriate when you know what's going on.
Well, and see, you know, I really appreciate that you are soft-spoken about this and don't get real emotional. I mean, I'm sure you did when you were first researching this stuff and then you discovered it was all going on. And I'm sure you're just like, whoa, and had those, oh my God, moments. You know, the thing is genocide, and it doesn't matter whether it's the jabs or these clot shots, whatever the case may be, this depopulation nonsense. I mean, it had its beginning somewhere. We know that the Rosenvelds came into America and they started a lot of this educational system way back when, or the Rockenvelds, you know, whatever, they're all the same. These same factions came in here. To me, Zionism is a cult, just like any other sect or denomination, except these people have basically infiltrated our Congress. They've infiltrated our Supreme Court. They literally have infiltrated a lot of branches of government, a lot of these agencies. You know, I mean, it just, and the UN, they manipulated the UN. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this stuff. And they were actually sitting there going, we're going to figure out a way to cut off your funding. And Truman, I was just shocked to find out Harry Truman was all behind this. He was all for it.
He wasn't actually all for it, but he was a politician.
Yeah.
And all politicians from every background have one goal, which is to win the election. And they quickly, Harry Truman learned, just as Dewey did, his opponent, you know, his very famous opponent, both were being approached by Zionists with, you know, Zionist just means somebody who supports Israel. It's, I don't use the term very often because usually people don't know what it means. But Israel partisans were giving massive campaign donations to Dewey and to Truman if they would support Israel. Dewey, Truman's famous train whistle stop, you know, that we've, maybe I'm older, I've, you know, I remember parents talking about that type of thing. That was financed by a man named Feinberg, who was a hardcore Israel partisan promoting Israel. So in the end, Truman overruled his State Department, his Pentagon officials, his intelligence officials. He overruled them, which politicians tend to do, because he wanted that money, because he wanted to get elected.
That's, yeah, and I mean, I was looking at this part you mentioned in the book about them giving him a suitcase full of cash while he was on his whistle stop campaign. They really did that.
Isn't this, I mean, somebody that's creative and skilled could make an amazing movie of all this. It's pretty astounding.
I'm sure. I mean, you haven't been approached to do stuff like this? I would figure you would, no, be, you would be the consultant that, I mean, having written the history book you have, you would be the consultant to come forward on something like this. But I mean, Hollywood.
I volunteer my services as of now. Anybody in Hollywood that's listening to this or anywhere else,
well, I just
volunteer
have
my services.
Yeah, I mean, you're there, so we're close to there. So, but the funny thing about it is, though, I don't know that Hollywood would buy into this, considering Harvey Weinstein is in prison now and awaiting trial again. And I'm just like, look, we know what Hollywood's been up to. And now Hollywood is being basically boycotted. So, you know, with all these other movies that are out, and a lot of them are focusing on communism and how they've infiltrated the country and our educational system. I mean, that's part of why our supposed liberal educated elite, or these students that are there, eligible students that are there that are taking classes, are being basically programmed with false information most of the time. Would that be a fair statement?
I think there's a lot of manipulation going on. I think that would be fair to say. I think that there's a real effort to get the two halves of the country, the people that consider themselves liberals or progressives, and people who consider themselves conservatives or right-wing or maybe libertarian, to think that the other half of the country are enemies, which is not true. we're getting from our media, you know, our liberal media or our conservative media, we're often getting very filtered information on this issue and on others. Now that I go to both, you know, both sources, I see a lot of manipulation on other issues too. That is extremely troubling to me. I think that it's important for people to look into what they're getting from their trusted media and to confirm what's going on, and especially to learn about what they're not getting. It's basically what they're not getting. And so those of us that go to various places start to see through the agenda that they both have too often. Now, there are many good reporters, you know, in both liberal and conservative media. There are excellent reporters doing, you know, a hard job, usually not especially well paid or not as well paid as some things could be. So I respect them enormously. But management is another story. They are well paid, and unfortunately, they either have an agenda or somebody above them has an agenda in many, many cases. And I think it's probably always been there somewhat, but I think it's gotten much worse than when I was a child.
Well, I remember
Walter Cronkite.
I was just going to say that. You read my mind. Wow. I knew you. We all, when Kennedy got shot, man, everybody was glued to CBS and watching Walter because they felt like they could. That's right. He had an honest face and they could trust him. But we just don't know if he even had all the information or he was being manipulated and told, you're not going to say that. We don't know. We weren't there. I mean, we saw him, but end of story. We are coming up to the top of the hour break. Hopefully, Allison, where you can stay with us for another segment. We'll take some phone calls.
We'd be glad to. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us here in the Power Hour. See you soon.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.